now.
Okay, welcome everyone, and thanks for having me, David. And we've had a lot of great presentations, and we've got a lot of material here to cover today, and we've got only about 55 minutes. So we're going to move quickly, and then we're going to get into a live demo, and we're going to talk about automatically trading futures options. So basically, a group of underground traders are using our proprietary options technology for income generation, collecting income on the stock indices like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. So we'll look at automation, risk, and profit management. These are pre-built option spreads. We're going to look at high probability trade setups and some one-touch trade alerts. And I'm sure you've never seen these before. And with that said, let's go ahead and get going. And first, an important thing about risk. Remember, we're speculating. We're trying to make money as the markets move up, down, and sideways. But there's always risk when there is potential for profit. So do take a moment and look at that risk disclosure. It is important. Remember that all funds committed should be risk capital and that past performance is no guarantee of future results. And we're going to look at how to trade the chop. That's what we call the chop or the chop bucket. And, you know, to be able to sell these highs and buy the lows, that's really not something we're going to look at today. We're going to look at a different approach. And it's a process. You don't want to trust your gut like that fly and end up in the jaws of a Venus fly trap, or you don't want to end up like this poor chap here struggling with what trades to make. We're going to use some automation, some algos, and some technology to help us along the way. So algo-driven options trading. These are pre-built spreads, one-touch trade alerts. We have automatic risk and profit management with something called the RTI. I will explain that momentarily. And you can use this approach for bull markets, bear markets, and we're going to look at some non-directional strategies, something unique and different. So you always don't have to rely on a direction. A little bit about who we are. We are AltaVest. Since 1997, we've been a brokerage firm. There we are, some of our S&P 500 floor traders back when there was such a thing. We have multiple decades of experience trading. You may have seen us in the past in not only this venue, but some other venues as well. And we get quoted oftentimes on MarketWatch. Here we are just about a week or two ago. So you may have seen us in the past. And keep in mind, we are regulated by the NFA and CFTC, and we're located in California. And we've traded millions and millions of contracts over the decades. So I think it's one of those things where use our experience. You don't have to figure everything else out by yourself. And so we're going to show you something that's built with what we call experience. So decades of development from industry veterans. And we're going to jump into that in just a second. A little bit about myself. I am Eric Gebhardt. I've been doing this about 30 years now. I'm a co-founder of AltaVest, and I've been licensed since 1991 in this industry. I have my BS in business administration from the University of Southern California. So the Trojans, if you refer to them. And maybe you've seen some of our presentations over the last few years, some of these different outlets and venues. And we're glad to be here today as well. And I got my start way back when in the securities industry with securities and mutual funds and insurance. And I have my 6 and 63 licenses. And I currently have my Series 3 and 65 licenses. So with that said, let me do something here. I'm going to stop the video momentarily. Sometimes that takes that little window off your screen so maybe you can see everything as we move forward now that the introductions are over with. So three common barriers. I want you to kind of pause and see if you can relate to any of these. First of all, did you know in day trading, studies are showing that there's less than a 1% success rate? Here's an article from great economist here called the Day Trading Pandemic. And they did a study of Charles Schwab clients, 6-year period of time, active traders substantially underperformed a simple low-cost index fund. Those who traded the most had the worst returns. Here's another study out of Taiwan for 15 years. 1% of day traders were able to consistently beat the market. 80% of them lost money. And here's out of Brazil, only 3% of day traders made money. And then less than 1% made more than the minimum wage. So that's probably not going to cut it. How about this? Wall Street Journal talks about social media stars moving the markets, but to stay popular, they have to basically always be bullish, never critical. It says, we know that day trading does not produce long-term wealth for the vast majority. These influencers are preying on the part of the brain and has few inhibitions. And they think I will be the exception that leads to high risk behavior. And it's once again, all bulls, if you notice, long-running bull market. So what's popular are just only success stories and hot tips. And if the message is bearish, the viewers turn away. So anyone out there in social media, maybe you've seen this type of thing on TikTok. I'll give you a few more examples. 2/3 of adults who've been investing for less than 3 years use social media to make their stock trading decisions. Look at this here. I think this person's probably a teenager talking about making $14 million in some sort of crypto. And look at this. TikTokers are watching Nancy Pelosi and just trading whatever she trades. That might be the best strategy of all, considering that she's making the laws. Here's someone saying they made $46 million flipping NFTs. follow me and learn how. Here's a guy, 18-year-old TikTok star, telling you how to work with 500 times leverage. Here's a guy saying, here, same guy, I think, giving you some money, showing a big wad of cash, a different guy. Here's some pool parties here, pumping up the value of stock. So you get the idea. It's basically narrative trading, selling a story. So we need to avoid that. But I think we can all relate to that. And how about if you are day trading, are you even beating the market? Mark Skousen, another famous economist here, they ran basically a study with hypothetical monkeys picking stocks, and the monkeys beat the index at an average of 1.7% per year. So something to consider. Not to say that there aren't some people who can make this happen, but you have to have a methodology and a process. And you know, a lot of the presenter I've seen yesterday, today, and even other events similar to this that David holds, you'll notice they all have a meticulous process. So that's the key difference, rather than just getting hot tips from TikTok. So turns out in that study, the monkeys do better than you think. And here's the third one, emotions. I think that's the biggest problem and really kind of the common denominator. It can be expensive trying to convince the markets that you are right. That's from Ed Sequoyah. He's in Market Wizards and among other books as well. So you don't want to end up like this later on in life, arguing with yourself in the markets. And part of the problem is there's so much noise. Who do you listen to? I mean, you have all the chatter and the talking heads and the pundits and the business channels. You have that emotional roller coaster. You're optimistic, you're euphoric, you surrender here at the lows, you're despondent, you're depressed, and there's optimism, and you keep on that vicious cycle over and over. Turns out our worst financial enemy is us. I think that's a great line. Motley Fool kind of sums it up nicely. There's confirmation, anchoring, and recency bias. We all need to be aware that we're all vulnerable to that, even if you've been doing this for decades. I think this sums it up. I think that goes, doesn't need any further explanation. So number three, part three, I should say, algorithms. They're dominating the landscape. A recent article here I noticed, what percentage of trading is algo trading? 70 to 80% of trading volume generated through algorithmic trading. So when you're doing your trades, you're not trading against some other person behind their, you know, their phone app or their desktop. You're trading against the machines. So robots are outwitting humans on investment picks. And that's what you call revolutionary trading. And here's just a grainy video I took from years ago down in New York. Let's take a look at that. Oh, just a second. Let me play that for you. So that's what it used to look like, folks, in the trading floor and the trading pits. Actually very effective and efficient. But now this is what it looks like. You've got the machines running the show, full automation, built-in controls, no emotion. So how can you use these machines to help you trade options? We're going to look at basically futures options. And, you know, we talked a lot about commodities in this event last 2 days. And of course, commodities and futures are used synonymously, those terms interchangeably. So that's what we're going to look at, though, on the options side. So options trading and automating, and we're going to look at a really unique, or let's call it weird, strategy. And we think it's the best way to trade. We're going to look at strategies for bull markets, bear markets, but we're going to focus really on non-directional strategies and looking at stock index futures markets. And why would we look at an index and not an individual stock? I think you know the answer. But number one, less volatility. Number two, we have a proprietary strategy and indicator that cannot be applied to individual stocks. And how about this? Why not just look at one or two markets and not 6,000? So that's the reason. And here's just an example. The picture tells the story. The blue line is the S&P 500, and there's GameStop overlaid on top of it. So, you know, which one of those markets do you think is going to be less volatile and, you know, have more consistency, more predictability, and perhaps be more worthwhile to trade? If you're on the right side of a big GameStop move, that's great, but you're just as easily going to get wiped out on a move like that too. So with that said, insurance companies, let's shift gears and jump into options. And here's an analogy. When you're trading options, a lot of it has to do with, you know, what side of the transaction you're on. But like an insurance company, you know, you are paying them premiums. So that's how they make money. And of course, they're selling and managing time and risk, but they do reinsure themselves by hedging. They're always consistent and patient, and they use math. They're looking at probabilities, statistics, actuarials, expected returns. That's what they're doing. Even casinos do the same thing. You see that green slot there on the roulette wheel? If you were to bet $100, spin that wheel 38 times, the odds are you're going to lose $5.26 on average per spin if you do that enough. And casino would love to have you sit there for years. Over time, the math says they're going to win, and they will win, even if at times they're going to have to pay you some winnings. So how do you be the Las Vegas casino or the house when you're trading options? So we're going to look at high probability option strategies where you're collecting premiums by selling options. You need to be consistent and patient, manage that risk, expecting to have losers, and then manage reward as well. That's just as important. You'll need the proper tools to make this all happen. In fact, it would be impossible, I think, for most people to do this on their own and without some sort of methodology and the proper tools. So we're going to look for lots of base hits, and we're going to look at premium collection. We're going to target these higher probability outcomes, and we'll look at credit spreads. Now, if you're familiar with options, this will be familiar, but we'll go quickly. And if you're not familiar, this is very simple. So let me show you what I'm talking about. A credit spread, predetermined risk and reward before you place the trade, and it can even be non-directional. So if you're scratching your head and wondering, you know, how can you make a trade without being bullish or bearish, we're going to show you. This graph here sort of gives it away, but in 5 minutes, I'll explain this to you. But here's the S&P 500, and here's the upper boundary of the trade and the lower boundary. So you're just looking for the market to stay in this very wide range. But first, let's look at two of the Greeks. And if it's all Greek to you, don't worry, it's simple. We're not going to go into all these second and third order Greeks and talk about Rho and Vega and all this stuff. We're just looking at two things. You don't have to calculate anything or do any math. It's just simple concept here. Delta is the approximate probability of expiring in the money. So if a delta is at 0.25 on an option, 25% chance it expires in the money and 75% chance it expires worthless. And that's just that simple, folks. And of course, delta is always moving as price and time moves, and it is not the probability of a winning trade. So some people make that mistake and of defining it that way. And remember, theta is the other Greek. It's time decay. Options have limited lifespan. So what does theta refer to? It's a negative number. It equals 1 day of time decay. So if a premium is 10 points, the next day theta, and the theta is negative 0.05, the next day the premium would drop from 10 to 9.95, and then after that down to 9.90 and so forth. And then here's the graph. So here's the value of the premium, and you can see it starts to really decline as you get close to time zero. And then here's an example of selling a call spread. So the red line means you're selling that strike price, in this case, the 45.50 call, and you collect 4.5 points for that. And simultaneously, you buy the higher strike call, the blue line, and you pay 2.25. But the net result is you collect 2.25 net points, $112.50 in this case, minus your commission. And it's just that simple. And then same thing with a put spread. You sell the put spread here and you collect a net premium. Won't go into the details on that. And remember, these are not naked options. And what I mean is you don't want to end up uncovered like these poor critters here. These are all covered spreads. Your maximum risk is always predetermined ahead of time. So with covered options, that means you don't have margin calls and you do not have unlimited risk. That's a huge benefit. If someone tells you to trade options naked, don't. Do not sell naked options. You'll end up making lots of money maybe for a long time until you give it all back, or maybe not making money at all because the first trade could blow up. So you want to do covered trades. We're looking at a condor. It's simply here a combination of the put spread and the call spread. Don't worry about the funny name, the condor. It's just kind of one of those things, but here's what it is. You take the call spread we just looked at and the put spread, you combine them, and now you have a condor trade. So you're looking for the market to stay in that range. Now here is the weird strategy. People kind of get blown away by this. It's a six-legged spread. We call it the dragonfly, and we developed this years ago. It's for income generation, just like the condor, and it's really a variation on the condor. And this is what it looks like. I'll explain it here. You sell four of these calls, see the red line. You buy three further out and one closer to the money, and the same structure on the downside. And I'll show you here in just a second in the demo, but notice the call that you buy here is 50 points closer to the money than the four that you sold. So it's going to gain in value more quickly and lose value less rapidly than the further out of the money options. And that creates a completely different dynamic on the trade. But you know, here's the question Jackie Chan is asking us. How would you even create a spread like that? How would you apply it to whatever market you're looking at? You know, how would you know what strategy to apply at what price and then entry timing, your risk and your profit? How do you manage that? So that's called Theta Trader. Here's the answer, folks. Some of our floor traders down there, again, great picture. But these are pre-built option spreads. Theta Trades is what we call them, built by our proprietary algorithm. We have advanced strategy automation, bull, bear, and flat markets, and then automated risk and profit tracking. So it's simple, effective spreads for options trading. And we're going to jump into that demo. And let me switch screens here, folks. Just bear with me. Okay. So we are now looking at the dashboard for Theta Trader. Let me expand that just a second here. In fact, I'm going to do something real quickly, if you don't mind. This might slow me down 1 second. I'm going to get us some more screen space. Just 1 second, folks. Got this weird menu here in my way. So let me close that off. Okay, now I can go back. All right, great. You're now looking at my screen for Theta Trader, and I've expanded a little bit so you can visualize that here. Just a second here. Okay, and let me explain that in just a second. These three sections here, you'll see Theta Trades, open short positions, any open long positions, your current account info that's pulled directly from from your AltaVest account and then current quotes. And the first thing we can do, of course, our time is limited. There's a lot we could do, but notice bullish strategies are already pre-populated for you, bearish strategies, and of course, your non-directional called neutral. And we're looking at three markets, the E-mini S&P 500, NASDAQ 100 mini, and Russell 2000 mini. Occasionally, we'll look at the Dow as well, but for the most part, these are the markets that you're going to spend most time with using ThetaTrader. And I will show you here, for example, the Iron Condor. These are the Theta trades for today. You'll notice there are 16 days till expiration out to 55 days till expiration. So these trades are all available and these are all pre-built for you. The algorithm has selected these for us and built these for us, chosen the expiration and all the strike prices and all the pricing. And I'll explain, this is your maximum profit potential at expiration. And this is your targeted annualized return at expiration. But I'll also point out this number here, this TAR, is really to compare one trade to another. It is not realistic to expect to annualize a trade like this and every 16 days place that same exact trade over and over for a year and make the maximum profit every time. So don't make the mistake of thinking that these are the kind of returns to expect. I just want to point that out. It's just for comparing one trade to another. And we'll look at this one here, November end of month. First thing I like to do is look at a graph. It gives you sort of a helicopter view. You'll see the call spread here, the put spread here, and here's the current price. And you'll notice all the details of the trade here. I'll go through some of these, not everything right now, because of course we're limited, but you'll see the days till expiration at 55 days, and here's the date. Settlement value at 2.55. It gives you the put risk, call risk, commission, available capital, cash required, and profit potential, and then your targeted return on cash, 11.92%, and your targeted annualized return. And I want to point out a couple things here. So the cash required is just under $900. Your maximum profit is just over $100. And that seems like it's asymmetric and not favorable. But keep in mind, look at the put here that you're selling. A 3,800 put, the delta is 9.7. So that means there's over a 90% probability that this put is going to expire out of the money. And look at the calls. The delta is 6.54. So you're looking at over a 93% probability that this call is going to expire out of the money. So these are the higher probability outcomes that we're talking about. We're selling options that have a very high probability of expiring out of the money. And it's like collecting, it's basically lots of base hits. We're not going for the grand slam on these trades. These are higher probability outcomes. It always defaults to a sell. We're selling the Condor to collect that premium. It always defaults to a quantity of one, but so you can change it. And maybe you'll do six of these. You see the cash required and everything else move up. And we'll leave the pricing the way it is and place that order. And it's just that simple. Then we process it and you're done. And I'll show you now the proprietary strategy, the Dragonfly. Let me go back here. And then we're going to look at a really unique feature. We have some backtesting simulations available. Here we have the Dragonfly, and we'll look at this one here. It has 72 days. And again, the algorithm has built this for us. You can see the chart here, and you'll notice the same structure we looked at in the slides earlier. And I'll also point out, too, that all of the percentages and all of the dollar figures are based on a net calculation. So everything is already factored in terms of your cost of trading commissions. But you'll see here a Dragonfly, because you're selling four calls, puts and four calls, that the cash required is higher. Remember the Condor was just about 1,000. But a Dragonfly is going to be approximately $5,000 for each Dragonfly that you have placed. And you'll see the targeted return on cash is usually a little bit less on a Dragonfly. And that's because, remember, you own this 47 call and 3760 put, and you paid money for those. So it's like buying additional insurance. An extra cost, but it also will help you in many cases. And we're going to show you that. And you'll see here, once again, these strike prices, 9.8 delta, 6.4 delta. So you have over 90% and 93% probability of these options expiring out of the money here. And always defaults to a sell and quantity of one. So we'll just do two of these. We'll leave the pricing the way it is. We're trying to collect 9.2 points. And there it is. It just assumes in the demo account that you're filled. Now, here is a really unique feature. And I've got a trade simulator here, and you can go backwards in time and you can back test these option spreads. So I've loaded some here to save some time. Let me squeeze this down here so you can see the whole screen. Okay, so here's an Iron Condor, just going backwards in time and looking at the Theta trade from January 2. And here's an Iron Condor, and you can use these controls here to go forward one day at a time. And as you see, as I go forward, you can see the market trading, and then you'll notice the trade itself, the P&L is red, which is normal when you initially place a trade because the theta decay hasn't really had a chance to work for you. Not enough time has elapsed yet. And you'll see the green here, the RTI, and I'll explain this more in a few minutes, but green is good, means do nothing. And we'll run the play button. It's hard for you there. Let's see here. Let me move this. Yeah, there you go. You can see the bottom now. Okay, now turn yellow. That's a slightly elevated risk, and you can see why. Trade's moving. The market's moving a little higher. We're getting a little bit close to those short call spreads here. And it's green again, so nothing to do. Now it starts to drop, and look what happens. It turns red, and red means too much risk, and you want to take that loss and get out of the trade. And here's the important point, and I'll say this a few times. You can automate this process so that if it turns red, you don't have to be watching the screen or monitoring the account. DataTrader will scan your positions and automatically submit that order for you to close out that trade. And I'll show you how to do that in just a second. And also, if it turns profitable, then you can have that automated as well. So whether it hits a loss first or a profit first, you can automate that process and you don't have to do anything and screen watch or babysit your trades. So there is a loss on a Condor. And that was, of course, typical of a Condor, you know, or any kind of short premium strategy. If it starts going the wrong way or any loss, any trade, really, you want to get out of that before it gets out of hand. But here's a dragonfly. And remember, this is January 2, and it's the March expiration, just like this one. So instead of placing a Condor on that same day, what if you did a dragonfly? Well, let's take a look at what happens. So far, so good. It's all green. The trade is turning, the P&L is turning profitable. It's green. Turns yellow, a little bit of elevated risk, and then it turns blue. So that take profits. You have an opportunity to automatically take profits on that day. And the reason why, of course, is that it's a different trade structure. You have this 3430 call that you own, that you bought, and it's gaining in value more quickly than the further out of the money calls. And let me look at a couple others. In fact, I can just go save some time and go right to the end. Here's a Condor. And here's the, well, let me go back. Let me just show you real quickly. This is one of the benefits of the automation and the algos. If you were watching this day by day and trying to babysit your trade, it's getting higher and higher. And, you know, where would you get out? Where would you be like, do I get out now? Do I hold it? What do I do? You wouldn't have any guidance. So here the algorithm says stay in. And then sure enough, a trade turns profitable. And so that one works out here with 7 days till expiration. Now, once again, what if you had placed a dragonfly instead of the Condor? Let me show you here. Look at this. It turned profitable on May 28 with 34 days till expiration. So a profitable signal here to get out of that trade and take your money and move on to the next. But if you were in the Condor, it didn't mature until almost a month later. So you had to hang on to that position for a month longer compared to the dragonfly. And that's another benefit that we love about the dragonflies. Here's a trade just not too long ago. I'll go ahead and jump to the end. So this one here, you can see it really never had a chance for theta decay to really, really work well for it. It did end up taking a loss, this Condor. Not a big loss, but it's still a loss. But you had to sit in that for a long time until there were just 2 days remaining. And let's check out the dragonfly here. Again, instead of the Condor, you did a dragonfly. Look at that. It turned profitable with 38 days remaining, and it even had a couple more days of opportunity to get out for profits. So the dragonfly, once again, you can see here, April end of month trade, same expiration, I'm sorry, March 4, April end of month, just showing you the difference between the dynamics of a Condor versus a dragonfly. And that's because, again, you own this call and you own this put, and they're closer to the money. And here we go with the settings. Let me show you how to do it. You just go into your account settings, you click this box here to activate risk manager, activate profit directive, and that's it. That's all you have to do. So the RTI will automatically scan and monitor your positions for you. It's that simple. There's a couple other things I'll point out real quickly. We have video tutorials, video education here as well, and you have a great help file. I know our time is limited. I won't go into it, but here's more details on the RTI color coding and how they work and, you know, when they kick in and when they don't. So it's all available here under the My Account section of your ThetaTrader account. Now, let me go back and you can look at your current positions just by glancing at your dashboard, and you can go backwards in time looking at closed positions, or you can look at all your open positions on one page, and I'll show you that, and I'll show you a couple other strategies in just a second. But here's how simple it is. Here's your open positions. You see 13 positions here, and at a glance, you can see the RTI is green on all of them, and this is just an account I use for webinar demos, so I wouldn't make too much of the performance one way or another. But a lot of times when you're doing dragons and condors the way we're doing them, you're going to have periods of time where, you know, you're going to have lots and lots of winners. It's just that way because they're high probability outcomes. And of course, course, there'll be times when the opposite may be true as well, just like any other kind of trading. So just happens to be, you can see here, the RTI is green on all these. And if you wanted any detail on any one of them, you just click on it, and then you can scroll down, and there's the history of that trade that's in your open position placed on August 24 with 67 days till expiration. And you can see this trade is working out just fine. RTI has been green the whole way, and it's getting closer and closer to probably triggering a exit order to close out for a profit, hopefully profit. It's just that simple. Now, also your closed positions, I'm going to go back in time and look at the history of your account. You can use this tool to filter for any market or any month or year or any date range, whatever you want. But right now I just have everything here. There's 20 on the page. You see 17 winners, 3 losers, 13 short positions, or basically selling a condor or a spread of some kind. And then there were 7 long or bought positions. And keep in mind, TheTrader can buy premium as well, but those are not high probability outcomes. I mean, yes, you have the opportunity for some large asymmetric returns when you're buying option spreads or just outright options, but the probability of that occurring is not nearly as great as if you're on the other side of that transaction. And same thing, if you want to look at the past of any particular trade, you just click on it and you can see here, this is basically selling a call spread back here on September 9. So that's how you look at your closed positions. Let me point out a couple things, and I'm going to jump into probably the best feature of all. Just want to point out that, for example, if you are bullish and want a directional trade, you can go through any one of these strategies. You can simply buy calls or buy call spreads, but you can also do a half dragonfly. So basically, instead of placing the full dragonfly, you just place the put side. You sell premium on the and collect the net premium on the puts, and that's a half dragonfly. Or you could do something we call like a bull hedge. And let me show you what that is. You sell an out of the money put spread, and with the money you collect, you buy an out of the money call spread. And you can do that oftentimes for a credit, so it doesn't cost you anything at all. So we really like those bull hedges. And conversely, bear hedges work the same way. Maybe you're wanting to hedge yourself in your portfolio from a drawdown that you think will occur. And here's just how you do it. And once again, the algorithm pre-selects these. Here's what it looks like on this example, on this bear hedge. So you're selling this out of the money call spread. You take that money and you buy an out of the money put spread. And once again, once you have those trades placed and filled in TheTrader, it will automatically track them for you and monitor all that risk. And of course, you can do NASDAQ and Russell as well. But I did want to point that out. All right, so there you have it, folks. A couple other things real quickly I want to mention. We have proprietary research, and I'm going to jump into the trade alert real quickly. This is done every day in-house. Very quick glance, very useful. People like referring to this every day to help guide them. And then we also have our other proprietary research, which is more of a narrative, a daily commentary. And you'll see here what's happening in Asia, in Europe, in the US, and of course, looking ahead, and any support resistance areas, and then of course, economic calendar. And that's all available as our proprietary in-house research puts that together and makes that available for you. All right, let me jump over now. Let me switch gears. Okay, so we're going to jump into the trade alert. Yes, we can make it easier. We have trade alerts that you can execute in 1 minute. It's one-touch responsive. And I don't think you've seen this before anywhere, and people absolutely love these alerts. You simply touch accept or reject, and that's all that's required on your part. So these are live and integrated with your AltaVest trading account. So if you like it, you touch accept. If not, you touch reject. So here is what it looks like. Go ahead and show you that. Oh, I went the wrong way. Sorry, folks. That's odd. Why isn't that playing? Give me 1 second, folks. You got to see the trade alert. I know how to fix that. So if you guys and gals, bear with me for just 1 moment. I'm going to fix that in just a second. Let me switch screens here real quickly. I'm still here. Okay, I think we're good. Let me get right back to that screen. Let's give it a try. Here we go. I'll just use this one. You'll receive a text link, and it'll pull up that page. You'll see the description of the trade. You'll get a graph of the trade. I want to point out that you'll get the premium collected, the cash required, and look at the sizing. It's already pre-selected for you. So the sizing and the quantity is already selected for your account, as is that trade. That trade is specific and unique for your account in terms of how it will fit in with the rest of your trade allocation that's already in your account. And you'll get the days till expiration, your targeted annualized return. And if you like what you see, you just touch accept, and everything's processed for you. We'll run that one more time. And that's it, folks. That simple. People absolutely love these alerts. So here we go. Let's show you how to get involved. We've got just maybe 10 minutes or so. We're going to get through this here with our special offer for the Synergy Trading event. It's called our ThetaTrader membership. And of course, that includes your ThetaTrader software that you just saw. The proprietary algo creates those option spreads for you. Simple, effective trade selection. We have the RTI, that color-coded risk management and reward management. So automates everything for you. So we call that autopilot, trying to make that as non-emotional as we can. And then that trade simulator, you saw how we went backwards in time. I don't see people having trade simulations on six-legged option spreads. If it exists, it's probably a very sophisticated tool for a lot of institutional traders, but I've never seen it for the retail crowd. So you have the Theta Trades, the RTI, and the simulator. That software is valued at over $3,500. And then, of course, the trade alerts. These are, I mean, I'm just telling you what people tell us, and we've, you know, verbatim, I can't live without them. That's what we hear. So I think maybe if you were to use these trade alerts, you might feel the same way. Remember, these are integrated with your account, so you don't have to do anything other than touch your account screen that says accept. You don't have to log in somewhere else. You don't have to copy an email. Those alerts, people spend a fortune on alerts, and the value there, over $4,400. So just the ThetaTrader software and the alerts valued at over $8,000. But here's the kicker here, as they say. You get a private coach. You get 1 hour screen sharing sessions with someone who's licensed and experienced. You have a co-pilot you can develop strategies with, discuss strategies, review history, review future trades, whatever you want to talk about. $7,500 value, that's way, way undervalued, folks. People are spending $25,000, $50,000 on education. And that's okay. You need to know, we don't want you doing this if you don't know what, you know, put in a call is. But on the other hand, we're going to be able to work with you and with our tutorials and maybe some of your past history, having traded something, whether it's futures or options or stocks, we can get you up to speed. We've made it user-friendly. So that value, over $15,000. And of course, don't forget, went quickly there. We have TradeScope and the Daily Commentary valued over $2,900 and those online tutorials. So $18,504 for that ThetaTrader membership for all the software and the private coaching. We're not just an online-only chat room, folks. We're real people that you talk to. So we think it might be that one thing that works for you. It could save you lots of time and money. You could cancel subscriptions, perhaps. It might lower your stress and aggravation levels. If it could do all that for you, would it be worth it? I think the answer is yes. Don't want to sound too corny, but that's what we hear from people. So, and yes, people do pay tens of thousands for software and newsletters and trade alerts, and ask me how I know. I've done it before. So our typical membership, $29.97. In fact, it used to be $4,000 when we did in-person events. We can do better, folks. We're going to give you an even better deal. We don't go lower than this. So it's a live presentation with Synergy Traders and $5.97. And that's one-time payment, lifetime membership. So one-time lifetime membership. Here is the link, cf.altavest.com/TT. Here's my direct phone number. If you call now, I might go to voicemail or someone might pick it up because obviously I'm on the phone talking to you. But write down the phone number if you have any comments or questions, or quite frankly, a lot of people just go right to the site and boom, sign up. And here's the thing, no excuse, 30-day guarantee on that membership. So if you don't like it within a month, just let us know. We'll gladly rebate that membership fee to you. So we're not holding you hostage. That's not how we operate. So a few FAQs. Do you want to lower your tax rate? Yes, futures and options are tax efficient. If you didn't know it, IRS treats them differently. They're called 1256 contracts. But all you need to really know is they're taxed at a blended rate. 60% of your gains are taxed at the lower capital gains tax rate. So here's what that means. If you're trading stocks, you get a 12.6% return in this example. I'll go through it quickly because we got little time. But if you're trading futures options with us, that same mathematical example would get you 14.64%. You save over $2,000 in taxes. You make an extra $2,000 just because you're not paying that in taxes. And you're not trading in stocks, you're trading in futures and futures options. Tax efficiency, no more itemizing. And IRAs, yes. There are some requirements you might want to ask us about, whether it's experience or financial. IRAs, absolutely self-directed. They can help diversify a portfolio by adding investments with a low correlation to stocks and bonds, control volatility and limit downside risk, hopefully help retirement investors do that. That's from Forbes. And then why just the E-minis? Well, they're liquid, they're efficient, they're cost-effective. I see some comments in the chat. I'll get to that in just a second. But remember, the mini is huge, a bit of an oxymoron there, but it's 2.5 times larger than all ETFs around the world. That kind of blows you away, probably. The E-mini S&P is almost 10 times larger than the SPY. So this is where the volume is, folks. Five more reasons. Like I said, volume, liquidity, access. 1.3 some million here in July, average daily volume. They don't have the latest. I'll get that updated. Superior execution. See the blue highlight? ES options offer a cost savings of $4 to $15 per contract. That means tight bid offer spreads. And you have superior execution. So on these dragonflies we talked about, remember, ThetaTrader places that as one order. And it's called as one object at one price. It's a net price. When you're trading stocks, you try to do a dragonfly. You can't. You can't do it as one order. It has to be separate legs. You got to leg into one type of the spread and make up another spread and leg into that and then monitor it separately and then leg out of one spread. And I mean, it's just a nightmare. You can't do it that way. It's just the way the markets are built. Security side is totally different than the future side. Largest market share. So you have all the strike prices. They call it granularity and expirations available. So the algorithm in ThetaTrader is seeking different strikes and expirations. So it's going to be able to find them. And then we track, of course, just one or two markets. Like I said, not thousands. You have efficient margin use and it's a clear cost structure. What am I talking about? Remember, these are E-mini futures options. These are not securities. They trade on the electronic Globex exchange at the CME group. And that means all orders flow through the same place. There's none of this payment for order flow nonsense. So is your stock trading commission free? No, it's not. Even though they say it is. And yeah, we all trade stocks, but let's be honest, folks, it's not commission free. Robinhood says here that Robinhood orders were executed at prices inferior. So that's what you pay. You pay one way or another. They just don't call it a commission. Cost them $34 million. Customer pricing was less advantageous. $65 million fine. You're saving a penny to lose a nickel. Payment for order flow is disguised commissions. So if you want the broker to work for you, pay a commission, according to David Einhorn. And I think we all grew up kind of hearing this. Nothing about you is really free. So commissions, yes, our rates are very competitive. 5.25, round turn, all in. And let me stress, that's round turn, all in. So here's a big box brokerage firm. They say they're 225, but read the fine print, folks. That's per side. Then they add more fees on top and it ends up being higher. So our rates are competitive. Remember, everything is net of all trading costs and everyone's performance is different because everyone makes their own decisions. What size of account? We suggest a minimum of 25 to 50,000. You know, you want to be able to have lots of different spreads going at different times. If you want a free membership, we'll gladly rebate that membership fee, $100,000 balance or higher. People love to take us up on that offer. And of course, you can do IRA. We mentioned that, but any other type of account, just like any other brokerage firm. And then why alternatives? And I'll open it up to some questions. Just one more minute. May improve diversification and lower portfolio risk. And why would you even care about that? Well, here, stock market cap to GDP, 30% higher than it was at the 2000 peak. That's giving us some perspective, I think, folks. Yeah, this is basically all, well, not all, but in large part, all induced here by the Federal Reserve and liquidity. And they just have not taken their foot off the gas, but they're starting to at least talk about it. So keep that in mind, folks. Look at this. The big tech, just the FANG, that five or six stocks makes up 26% of the S&P 500 now. And if you think you're diversified in an index fund, you're probably not. The top 10 stocks in the S&P have 25% of that index's weight in terms of capitalization. And the tech sector makes 40%. So it's something we just talked about. And here's the tech tilt, they call it. It's at a historic high. The only time it was this close was in 2000. And things, of course, did not end well that time around. The S&P subsequently fell nearly 50%. So what about inflation? This is a great cartoon. The pack of ground beef is the same price as it was last month. So the government says there's no inflation, but we know better. Commodity prices. Here's the CRB index. Basically, it's a price of index of all commodity prices. Just soaring. Doubled in just over a year. And I know we've all seen it. CPI index. Consumer price index, price for everything. I won't go into all this, but the obviously the red means bad, folks. and here, inflation is biting. So this was from Peter Schiff. Americans may have seen more money in their wallets from stimulus, but they were able to buy less with those dollars. It's tough getting beat up by the worst bout of inflation in 30 years. And the next 10 years don't look so good. It says there's a contrarian indicator here. 70% of the changes in the stock market's 10-year return, it was predicting that. So it's predicting here a return of minus 4.2%. In the next decade. So we like the low correlation, have some alternatives, and don't invest with your gut. You don't want to feel broke like this guy. I know I'm moving quickly, but that's the end, folks. So let me see if there's a couple questions, and I probably have no time left. Thanks for putting that in there. That's the link, cf.altavest.com/TT. And we are the brokerage firm. AltaVest is the brokerage firm. So you're welcome to join us using our technology, ThetaTrader, and our trade alerts, and open an account with AltaVest. So give me a ring, and you've got my email email there as well and phone number, or go right to the page and sign up, get that discount. And if something did happen, you couldn't move forward, you can certainly get that guarantee fulfilled. All right, I think I'm out of time. Thanks, everyone.